MRI6 has donated over $36,000, which was distributed between 8 educational institutions to assist with their school feeding programs. Businessman Keith Boy, who is a member of the organization, provided background information on how the group came into existence.
We are MRI6, a group that was formed sometime in 2009, where the Bank of SVG and the National Insurance Services had purchased the MRI machine, and we formed this group to act as a support group. And ever since, we stuck together. We did various events, and our feature event is the Carnival Escape Party, a party that we try to accommodate the entire nation. We cater for the older people, the younger people, the returning residents. This year we were sort of limited because of the COVID situation, so we restricted the quantities and all that. But all in all, we had a very successful event. Over the years, we have made various donations, as you would recall. I think the health sector received more than anybody else, the hospital, Poor Home, Society for the Blind, and so many more.
Meanwhile, another member of the organization, Andre Eiton, highlighted the initial aim of the group, noting that it has since expanded to offer community support.
The initial objective of this group was to provide support for the MRI machine at the hospital. The group, that is where the name of the group came from, MRI6. We expanded it thereafter to provide support within the community and projects that we thought were worthy of support. And all the proceeds, the net proceeds of the events that we held, were intended to be deployed in that direction. And we have done that consistently over the years. As Keith explained, we have done a number of things in the health sector. We have also done stuff with the schools. And so this is an ongoing thing. And thanks to Keith's effort, we keep it going.
Mr. Eiton said given the challenges faced by the youth in recent times, the decision was made for this year's support to go towards secondary schools, which were chosen with assistance from the Ministry of Education.
This particular year, as I looked around, I thought that it would be useful to make some impact in the area of the youth of the community who seem to be under, you know, like everywhere else, under great pressure, given what has happened over the last 2-3 years. The choice of schools was a matter for the ministry, because clearly we don't have the information to determine where the most urgent and vulnerable needs are. So the choice was made based on them. We gave an indication of the level of support we could offer in terms of the quantity of funds that were available. And hence we came up with this list based on their recommendation. We've tried to make it balanced. This is not by any means intended to be exhaustive, because we can't be exhaustive. We have limited funds. But we are trying to make a contribution as best that we can. And we hope it is something that can be of meaning to the schools and to the children.
That was Andre Eiton, a member of the non-profit organization MRI6. The 8 educational institutions receiving assistance from the organization are the Georgetown Secondary, Emmanuel High Mespo, St. Vincent Girls High, Beckway Community High, Bookman Bay Secondary, Intermediate Secondary, Union Island Secondary, and Student Support Services. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's special report.